Hello everyone, and happy Wednesday. Welcome to Making Sense with Nav Arjan. I'm Nav, and today we are going to make some sense out of the science behind the law of attraction. So let's get into it. The work of quantum physicists during recent years has helped to shine greater light on the incredible impact that the power of the mind has on our lives and the universe in general. The more that this idea is explored by scientists and great thinkers alike, the greater an understanding we have on just how significant a role the mind plays in shaping our lives and the world around us. It doesn't matter if you do not ever come to have a thorough understanding of the quantum physics behind the law of attraction. However, this does not mean that we all cannot enjoy the many benefits that this generous law can offer us. As physicists come to supply us with more and more information regarding the law, the more we can simply rejoice in the truly liberating and empowering realization that we are the creators and controllers of our life and the energy we are all made of. Be happy, for the universe is always on our side. The more time you dedicate to learning how to use the law of attraction effectively, the more fulfilling and rewarding your life can be. There are no restrictions. Open your mind and enjoy the natural abundance of the universe. Here's a story from Beth. Bad experience after bad experience in love left me feeling unloved and alone. Every romantic situation I fell into, I would find the same pattern repeating over and over again. I was increasingly starting to feel bad and hopeless. However, with my knowledge of gratitude and the law of attraction at the time, I decided that I was going to change my situation. I didn't want to feel bad anymore. I reread all my positive books and focused on the good, learning to love myself first and forgive all past relationships and move on. I reread The Power and began making lists of all the qualities and attributes I wanted to find in my perfect partner, including things like physical appearance, interests, goals, personality, traits, etc. I meditated daily, visualizing already having met this person. A few months later, I had a party that I had been previously invited to by my ex 4 or 5 months prior. I really didn't want to go, as this relationship ended badly and I no longer spoke to him or his friends. But for some reason, I felt like I was being pushed to attend and decided to message this ex to clear the air and check that my invite was still there. Surprisingly, it was, and I found a friend who was free to come with me. I consumed a large amount of liquid courage prior to attending, in order to be able to cope with the night. Upon arriving, I immediately felt like I shouldn't have bothered. My friend and I sat in the corner feeling isolated from the rest of the party and just generally feeling awkward. After an hour or so, we decided to go and sit outside to get some air. When we got outside, I spotted an old friend and decided to go over to break the tension. He stood with another person whom I didn't know, but I happily introduced myself, and before long, we were all laughing and talking. We made plans to get a taxi to a club together to carry on the party. Little did I know, this stranger would just happen to be the person I had been visualizing, and we are still together in the best relationship I could ever have dreamed of. Every quality and attribute I had listed and asked for, he matches. And despite the fact that I moved 130 miles away for university, we stayed together. After 6 months, he moved to Gloucestershire to be with me. He is my best friend, and we now live together happily, 2 years later, in a beautiful home. Thank you. Love is considered to be the most powerful emotion, and for a good reason. It is something so precious that we can often send out signals to the universe that actually prevent us from ever finding it. Why? Because many people harbor fear, doubt, or insecurities about love that keep them stuck in a love rut. Getting out of this rut isn't really hard as long as you develop the proper attitude and do away with some of the feelings that have you stuck in the first place. So, what do you do? Spend some time each day allowing positive feelings about love to become dominant in your mind. Visualize your perfect partner and how amazing they make you feel. Think about the things you will do together and believe that you will have him or her very soon. Find every opportunity to exercise feelings of love. For example, you could adopt a pet, spend time with family, or even enjoy a hobby. Focus on those feelings of love deeply and imagine how wonderful it will feel when you can use them on your very own partner. Another great method is to create daily affirmations about finding your true love. Something as simple as, I fall in love with the perfect person for me and the love is mutual. Here are some love affirmations. I am worthy of being loving and being loved in return. The one that I love is being drawn closer and closer to me right now. Love is passionate, kind, and completely available to me. Loving feels amazing, and so does being loved. Being in love is a powerful feeling that I am fully open to experiencing. Here is a love visualization technique. Go through a day in your mind where you have your perfect partner and you are both deeply in love with each other. Think about what you will do together, the words that you will say to each other, and how warm and sensational they feel in your arms. Allow yourself to picture your lover in vivid detail. Now imagine running into them during your day and how you both feel an immediate and strong connection. Think about what you will talk about when you first meet, what you will have in common, and what kind of things you will do. Allow the feelings of having someone to love bring you great pleasure. Now release this desire to the universe with complete faith that you will soon find that person and build a loving relationship that can withstand anything. In this segment, I'm going to start talking about the laws of power. There are 48 laws of power, so we're going to start with the first one. And the first one is, never outshine the master. Always make those above you feel comfortably superior, and your desire to please or impress them. Do not go too far in displaying your talents, or you might accomplish the opposite. Inspire fear and insecurity. Make your masters appear more brilliant than they are, and you will attain the heights of power. Lesson learned. Ditch your own ego and personal pride. Put yourself in a position to make your superior look good, and you'll also reap the fruits. If you are the boss, learn to reward the ones below you as you reap the benefits. They will feel appreciated. In turn, they'll work harder for you, putting you further ahead. Okay, so let's try and make some sense out of law number one, never outshine the master. It perfectly ties into law number 46, which is never appear too perfect, and law number 21, play a sucker to catch a sucker. Seem dumber than your mark. See, in the world of competition,
especially in the rat race, as we all run and try to climb corporate ladders. As you go into the workplace, which is competition for promotions and roles, or even in the dating and social situations, most people think they're the shit, and they try to make others see the dominance and authority that they bring to the table. Men are usually in competition with other men, and the same with women. Instead of trying to the best possible person of no matter them means, try to make others feel like they're the shit too. See, when you try to outshine other people in the pool of competition without acknowledging their need for power, this will lead you straight to butting heads. In order to succeed in the corporate or political world, you need respect and recognition to move up with the hierarchy. That is law number 5. So much depends on your reputation. Defend it with your life. As you first step into office or first get hired at a new company, you are not going to be Superwoman or Superman the first day. You need to stop acting like it. Unless you have your superiors bullying you or harassing you, there is no reason to talk back to them. Without any kind of rank or reputation, you will lose every single time, period. When I first stepped into the workplace, by obeying the first rule, I worked to gain trust of my superiors, powerful allies, and I pleased the big boss. There is a fine line between being submissive and a doormat that people can step all over. Do not be the doormat. Always ask yourself if what you are doing is going to advance yourself. I do it because the end goal for me is to advance, so I'll do what I need to do to get there. Destroy your ego. As you start afresh, your new job is to make your superiors look good. I know it sucks, but you need to get used to it. Pay your dues and learn your job. Don't be broke and stagnant and a Mr. Know-it-all, because you don't. Eventually, you'll get to where you want and need to be. Also, observed as a child, as you try to outshine your parents' authority, you clearly think you have it all figured out, and they don't. It might and may be true to a degree, but they are your parents. They are your authority figures. Every time you fight back with them, you will always lose. Observance in the House of Cards. Now, throughout the series, Frank, the Vice President of the United States at one point, was basically the President of the United States because he made suggestions to the President to make the public think that it was him all along. He would always try to flatter the President to make him feel in control. But in reality, Frank was pulling the strings behind the scenes. Frank was the one really steering the wheels of the United States. Now, this is a lesson learned. Ditch your own ego and personal pride. Forget your notions of entitlement. Everyone is a master in their own way. The people who give value to the ones who deserve it will be ahead of the person who only knows how to take it. Put yourself in a position to make your superior look good, and you'll also reap the fruits. See, if you increase your superior's power to keep him in place, and in turn he can do more. The more he can do, the more he can do for you. If you are the boss, learn to reward the ones below you to reap the benefits. They will feel appreciated, and in turn they will work harder for you. If you attach yourself to someone several levels higher than you, position yourself as a faithful warrior and work the relationship. You will find yourself passing by others who will proudly say they don't play corporate politics, which basically means they can't see the game of triple positioning and ascension for what it is. I've seen many men and women fail because they could not control the rate of flow of their ego holes. Even if their actions were exemplary, the lack of mouth discipline and the tendency to let flow every thought unfiltered has violated this very rule. They outshined their masters in the worst possible way and annoyed the crap out of everybody in the bargain. I have the smarts and the ability to get through this. Thank you for tuning in today with Making Sense with Nav Arjan. I am Nav once again. Have a wonderful, wonderful Wednesday. Tomorrow is Independence Day, so I'm taking the day off. I will speak to you guys on Friday. Have a wonderful, wonderful holiday with lots of love and light.